Howdy there, boys. I'm Chris.
And I am Rob.
The phone number is
749-1444.
Right on.
Big shout out to Jim doing double duty tonight.
Big shout out to Chops for providing tonight's music.
Who's that?
Chops. Chops is my boy.
He is your man. Oh, okay. I know who that is now. But he does the Midwestern Hell Ride. Then rushes in here to do his fine job of answering phones, producing, directing, and stunt coordinating the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, which is what you are listening to now, and writing.
So how about talk show. How about that NFL expansion team thing?
How about it?
Everybody thought St. Louis would get it. Everybody thought that
St. Louis has the inside track. They thought because they had Walter Payton. Everybody loved Sweetness. Remember him? He used to run for the Chicago Bears. Everybody loved him. One of the greatest football players of all time. He was going to be an owner. He was a minority, and he still is a minority. And the NFL was looking to court some minority ownership. So they thought St. Louis had the inside track. You know what, Chris?
What's that?
Didn't end up that way. They went down to Jacksonville.
Everyone thought Baltimore was going to get it after them.
Thought Baltimore would get it. They used to have an NFL team, and they thought that they would be large. They thought that Baltimore would be fat and would get another NFL team, but didn't
everybody
work out
thought
that
way. Maybe Memphis would get it.
Everybody thought the Memphis Hound Dogs would get it because obviously the Memphis Hound Dogs were the coolest name of any of the proposed NFL franchise nicknames.
Uh-huh.
Memphis Hound Dogs. Lay it on me one time.
Uh-huh.
And their cheerleaders could all have the DA haircuts and it would have just been hip.
Uh-huh.
They could have had Ronnie McDowell and all these other Elvis impersonators come out at halftime like the guys that work at Americana every summer.
Of the four cities that they were looking at to give an NFL team, St. Louis was the only city.
What about Cincinnati? They going to give an NFL team to Cincinnati?
Maybe. St. Louis was the only city with a new stadium under construction.
A dome.
Since it's been rejected, St. Louis is expected for James Orthwine. James Orthwine's the businessman that owns the New England Patriots and out of Boston. And they're expecting him to move his team to St. Louis.
The Patsies are going west.
Leaving Boston without a team, perhaps.
They used to be the Boston Patriots. Now they're the New England Patriots. Now they're going to be the St. Louis Patriots.
Baltimore has an NFL tradition. Used to have the Colts.
Johnny
until
Unitas.
1984.
Burt Jones.
And they have a publicly financed stadium plan.
Weeb Eubank. Earl Morrill.
Memphis has no major league sports within 300 miles, which is a big selling point. Thinking lots of people will come from all the boonies out there, but who wants a bunch of hillbilly rednecks come to a football game anyway?
Well, I mean, they have in Atlanta, so I guess Atlanta and Cincinnati would probably be the closest two franchises to Memphis, but no. Jacksonville, but where's Jacksonville? That's in the northern part of
Jacksonville, right underneath Georgia there. Not too far from Atlanta.
It's in the northern part.
So a big shout out to Jacksonville, Florida for their getting a new team.
Congratulations, Jacksonville!
All right!
Woo! Dog ass! But still, Chris, what do you have in Jacksonville? Do you not have a bunch of redneck yahoos running around in Jacksonville? I mean, somehow everybody disassociates Florida as being part of the South.
AT&T operator.
But Florida still is very much the South.
We're about to place a call to the Bikini Club. Ask me, what's the Bikini Club?
Chris, why the hell are we placing a call to the Bikini Club?
The Bikini Club is a very happening place down there in Jacksonville, Florida, and we're going to dial them up and see how they feel about getting an NFL team.
Who am I asking for?
I don't know.
Didn't we have a name?
It's the Bikini Club.
Do we call these guys around?
Yeah. Talk to them.
Call them over here? They know we're calling? Hi, is this the Bikini Club?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Rob from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show up here in the Queen City, the Blue Chip City, you might call it Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And we're calling to congratulate you as the spokesperson for Jacksonville for receiving the 30th National Football League franchise.
Hang on just one second.
Did you hear that accent?
Put this on hold.
Have you?
Hi, my name is Rob. I'm with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, calling from sunny, romantic Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
And we're calling.
Holy shit, if you eat regular, huh?
Do what now?
Yeah. What's up, man? What can I do for you?
We're calling to congratulate you as a spokesperson for Jacksonville for receiving the Jacksonville Jaguars as the newest NFL franchise.
For real, huh?
I'm up here in Cincinnati because, you know, the Bengals are thinking about leaving.
Are you at WKRP or what?
No, but that's pretty funny. Actually, we're at WAIF.
WAIF, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy's talking about Welch getting the Jacksonville Jaguars. You want to talk to him, Scott? Scott will talk to you.
Yeah, let's talk to Scott.
All right, Scott.
Who are y'all from?
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Rob. I'm with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show up here in Cincinnati.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're the only one down there with enough backbone, I guess, to talk to us.
Well,
because you're the third person there at the Bikini Club that's been put on the line.
Cincinnati?
Yes.
Oh, really?
We're from Cincinnati right now. Ask us anything about Cincinnati, we'll answer it.
Well, I'm from Cincinnati.
Davey Johnson.
Don't ring a bell.
He's the new manager of the Reds. You're from the east side of Cincinnati, aren't you?
I'm from Goshen.
Goshen Mighty. No, this is really WAIF.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Down here on Victory Parkway. Victory Parkway and Martin Luther King Drive.
I don't tell everybody where
I am. Martin Luther King Drive in Cincinnati.
How long have you been gone, brother?
Huh?
How long have you been gone?
Hey, I've been here since the Riverfront Stadium was there.
Well, Martin Luther King Drive, there is a Martin Luther King Drive in Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
You need to get back home a little bit more often.
Uh-huh.
We're calling to congratulate you for getting that franchise.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to be a big football fan now?
I'm always a football fan.
Who do you root for being down in Florida?
Huh?
Who do you root for?
Who do I root for?
Yeah, who's your team now? Right now, who's your favorite team?
Her name's Cherry.
Her name's Cherry?
Yeah.
She's your favorite team?
That's my favorite team.
She can handle the long bomb?
She can handle the long bomb.
She comes through in the big one?
That's right.
You're not a Falcons fan? What about a Jerry Glanville? I thought all you Southern guys loved Jerry Glanville because he wore those big ugly belt buckles.
Nah, the hell with all that.
What about the Buccaneers? You got the Buccaneers, you got the Dolphins.
Tampa Bay sucks.
What about the Dolphins?
The Dolphins are the only team I pull for.
You pull for the Dolphins, really?
Yeah.
Will the Jacksonville Jaguars replace the Dolphins in your heart?
The only person that replaces the Dolphins in my heart is Cherry.
And does she have to work hard to do that job?
She always works hard.
Well, that's good. You take her to the games?
I take her to every game.
So
whether it's a football game or not.
Is Jacksonville just totally abuzz with excitement right now?
That's it.
It is?
Uh-huh.
Are they fired up?
Uh-huh.
You guys breaking out the white lightning?
We ain't got to break out no white lightning.
Jacksonville a wet county or a dry county?
It's wet county.
All right, what kind of place is the Bikini Club?
What kind of place is the Bikini Club?
Yeah.
Most respected bikini bar in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, it is a bikini bar.
That's it.
You have pole dancing?
Excuse me?
You have pole dancing?
Yes, sir.
Lap dancing?
No lap dancing.
But just pole dancing?
We do. Now, see, we do table dancing, but we don't do lap dancing. There's a difference between the two.
If you let Polish people dance, you let Jewish people dance too?
What's that?
If you let a bunch of Polacks dance, do you let the Jews dance too?
I couldn't hear you, buddy.
You asked.
He made a bad joke about pole dancing. He thought you meant like Polish people dancing.
No, not Polish people.
Get it?
Hey, if Polish women want to dance, we let them dance too.
Are you packed every night?
Every night.
Are they pretty women or are they a bunch of heroin addicts and stuff?
I'll put it this way. We ain't got a woman that weighs over 130 pounds.
Well, now that you guys got an NFL franchise, you're going to get rid of all the girly dancing and maybe get a big screen TV?
Fuck no. We got TVs whether we got the girls or not.
Really? So you can sit there and you can watch a girl slide up and down a pole and then you can turn over and watch the Dolphins play the Eagles, huh?
That's it.
Tell you what, life doesn't get any better than it does in Jacksonville.
No, it don't.
Tell you what, when the Bengals come back, when the Bengals visit down there at Jacksonville Stadium, we'll give you a call back.
All right, guys.
What's the name of your field down there?
The Gator Bowl.
They're going to play at the Gator Bowl?
Yeah, man.
Where Florida plays?
Stadium.
The Swamp?
The Swamp.
They're going to play at the Swamp.
That's it. And see, the Gator Bowl and University of Florida is two different things now.
They are?
The Swamp is University of Florida.
Oh, I thought the Gator Bowl was University of Florida.
No, man. The Gator Bowl is Jacksonville Stadium.
Oh.
The Swamp is Orlando's, Gainesville Stadium.
We Yankees just don't know what's going on down there in Florida.
I heard that shit.
Heard you guys got some good orange juice, though.
We got a lot of good orange juice.
And a lot of good pole dancers.
We're high in vitamin C.
Do women come from all over the country to pole dance down in Florida?
Fuck yeah, man. We got them from Boston, we got them from New Jersey, we got them from New York, we got them from Colorado, we got them from Pennsylvania.
What was that Colorado accent you just did?
Huh?
What was that Colorado accent you just did?
Colorado sounds just like a, you know, Colorado.
Oh, okay. Because you said like New Jersey and New York.
Then we got Colorado.
You got the best looking bartender money can buy.
Hold on a second. I got a little Mexican that come from Mexico that wants to talk to you.
All right.
All right, hold on.
You know, all my favorite Mexicans come from Mexico.
Hey, we were worried about Memphis having a bunch of rednecks.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up?
What's up?
Who's this?
This is Rob from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF Cincinnati.
Yeah?
We're up here in Cincinnati doing a late night talk show.
Okay.
So is Jacksonville in a tizzy over getting the Jacksonville Jaguars?
You got it, bud.
What kind of name is Jaguars?
You tell me.
What is a Jaguar?
I've been living here only 2 years.
Are you from Mexico, really?
No, man. I'm from San Antonio.
Oh, that's
Texas. Born and raised.
Well, I heard that if they didn't call it the Jaguars, they were going to call it the Jacksonville Pole Dancers.
The Jacksonville what?
Pole Dancers.
That sounds good.
What's your name, sir?
Ernie Hernandez.
Ernie, are you a big football fan?
Yeah, man.
Who are you rooting for right now?
For the Bikini Club. I'm head of security here.
Oh, so you're probably a big guy, huh?
No, I'm only 5'8". About 210 pounds.
You good with the knife?
Yeah, you got it. I'm Mexican. What do you think?
This is like Pacino, right?
You still there, Ernie?
Yeah.
Well, you're a good guy, and I wish you the best of luck in your job there. What do you call yourself? You just call yourself head of security, or are you like...
Oh, that's my title around here.
Okay.
I got four bouncers under me.
Whoa.
But that's crazy.
I know. That sounds like a lot of fun.
And,
you
more,
and Jerry.
More leg than you can shake a stick at.
You get more leg than I can shake a stick at?
Yeah.
Do a lot of the pole dancers fall in love with the bouncers?
Yeah, that's usually the way it works.
I tell you what, when we come down there, we're going to visit the Bikini Club. We're going to say Ernie Hernandez sent us, and we're going to get in for free, and we're going to get a free table dance, right?
Yeah, that'll work.
That'll work, right?
Tell them that.
Do you work every night?
I work 5 nights a week out of here, bud.
All right, we'll be down there one of these nights soon.
Okay.
Take care, Ernie.
All right, man.
Later.
Bye.
I'll tell you, man, there's Jacksonville, Florida.
You're right. Oh, Memphis has got a lot of rednecks. What are you talking about? Memphis?
They should have given Memphis the team.
Gee whiz.
The phone number here is 749-1444. 749-1444.
The one guy's from Cincinnati. The one guy's from Cincinnati, and he was the biggest idiot of all.
Tell me about it.
Every other word was a curse word. He didn't believe we were on the radio, and he never heard of Martin Luther King Drive. Tain't no Martin Luther King Drive, isn't that?
So,
how long has it been called Martin Luther King Drive?
So I think they should have at least given the
team 5 years
to Memphis,
at least.
If not St. Louis. I was wondering why they gave the team to Jacksonville, not St. Louis. I was thinking maybe something shifty and shady was going on under the tables behind the scenes.
Oh, well, they probably sent Cherry up to Paul Tagliabue, the NFL commissioner's room.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Cherry brought the Cherry got the franchise to Jacksonville. Let's bail out of this segment and we'll be back in just a flat. Oh, you don't have anything ready?
No, I don't.
I thought you were always ready. I thought you were like a Boy Scout. Anyway, all tonight's music has been especially prepared and picked out, and it's dedicated each and every song to Chops. Chops, wherever you are, buddy. Good luck. God bless.
You're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Ernie Hernandez. I'm 5'8", I weigh 210 pounds, and I'll cut you up real good.
And the phone number is 749-1444. We got a couple lines open still because it's early in the show. 749-1444. Hello, Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Rob.
All right, speak up a little bit, will you?
Okay, I don't have a cold anymore, so maybe that's why I'm not as loud.
Jim? Well, belt it out, Jennifer.
Okay.
What can we do for you?
Sound off like you got a pair.
Okay, I'll try to. Well, the show's pretty interesting so far.
Yeah, well, we called Jacksonville.
Yeah, you did.
The Bikini Club, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I guess that didn't speak too well for Cincinnatians, or at least drunk Cincinnatians and former Cincinnatians in Florida strip bars.
That one guy was in it. It's not a strip bar. Watch it. It's a bikini bar.
A bikini
and
bar.
It's not a bar. It's a club.
A club.
Yeah, no touchy-feely. Do what?
With five bouncers.
Five bouncers, all under Ernie, and I tell you what, no touchy or you're out the door.
No lap dancing.
No lap dancing unless you know Cherry personally.
Jennifer, if you'd have been charged, who would have gotten the NFL expansion? St. Louis, Baltimore, Jacksonville, or Memphis?
I don't know. I was listening on it on 700, and they explained why probably the other teams didn't get it.
Well, let me tell you something. Those idiots over there have no idea what the hell they're talking about.
Who
explained? Andy Mack, Andy Furman, Chris Collinsworth?
No, there's somebody that actually knew about sports, I think.
No. If anybody knew about sports, they wouldn't be working there.
Okay, well, the theory that they had, whether it's true or not, was that TV revenues aren't as important as they used to be. So that's why something that is such a small TV market like Jacksonville got it, was because they had a real solid financial backing, like one person. And then I think in St. Louis, there were a lot of people there were like three different groups that were, you know, fighting for it. You know, three different financial backers that were fighting over who would own the team. And then they had to have a new stadium or something anyway. I can't even think of the other ones.
Baltimore.
I don't even know what it was.
They were too close to Washington, D.C.
Nah, maybe that was it. But anyway, Jacksonville, I mean, they had a USFL team. And
they were called the Bulls, weren't they?
I don't even know what it was.
Yeah, I think they were called the Bulls.
But they had a USFL, and they had one other team, and neither of them did very well.
I heard a rumor that Chris Collinsworth played for him for a little while. But he denied it when I called him and asked him.
He would. Oh, God.
Well, enough about sports. Guess what we're going to do a little later tonight?
What?
Keep tuning in. You'll find out.
Would it be some special segment?
It's a very special segment.
A little later tonight, we're going to call Cape Canaveral. You know why?
Because of the space shuttle.
No, because they asked our advice.
Yeah, they want our advice on whether or not the shuttle should go up this morning because of the weather. See, they're expecting some heavy weather, and they got a launch plan at 5 o'clock, which is just about the time Rob and I are leaving the radio station. No coincidence. We're going to call them up a little later and talk to them.
So who exactly, do you have a person that you're going to call?
We have our sources, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm not asking your sources. I'm just saying, is it someone that's going to talk to you on the air?
Yeah, someone's going to talk to us on the air. His name, Gus.
Sounds like a good scientific name.
Mm-hmm. So that's something to stay tuned for a little later. You'll want to check that out.
Definitely. But I did want to talk about, we're going to have a new mayor tomorrow, or today.
Roxanne, I want to be your man.
Yeah, and we have our city council.
Great, I can't wait.
Yeah, but there's going to be people down there protesting.
Why?
It's this group that calls themselves Catholics for Issue 3. For some reason or other.
Didn't Issue 3 pass?
Yeah, and it got over.
So why is the group still together?
I have no idea. This woman that says she speaks for them called up on like 700 tonight.
Hold on, what are you doing listening to that other station?
I have to hear news somewhere. Yeah. You're not going to hear news on Waze.
Listen, if you
get all the news right here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, including the weather.
what? Skies for Sunday.
You get the truth here.
In the upper 30s on Friday.
Not that crap
Saturday,
you get from the AP.
The
don't tell me to be quiet. I won't be censored. I won't be censored. You pig. Fascist.
Anyway,
so anyway, there you go, Jennifer.
You get the pure, unadulterated, undiluted truth on Chris and
Rob. We don't mess around down here at the bottom of your dial.
Not that crappy AP, ABC, CBS, NBC, WLW, spoon-fed pablum they give you to mush up your brain.
Yeah, I know I get the straight, undiluted truth from Chris and Rob, but I'm just telling you this, that these people are going to be down there with signs in front of City Hall. When they come out, and the signs are going to say, be straight with us, Roxanne. Because they're all worried about whether she's lesbian or straight or not.
What's she supposed to do? Come out and say, yes, I'm gay? Right. Then what are they going to do? Say, well, resign?
They would just crucify her if she did that. She's not that stupid. They seem to think she is or something.
Well, did WLW say in their little... I'm sure it was about a 10-second story that all those people, all those Catholics for issue 3 are jerks. No, they didn't, because you don't get the truth on that station. You get the truth at the bottom of your dial where you can't go no lower.
Rob, it wasn't a news story. A woman called up on Bill Cunningham's show, who had been a guest on his show before, but decided she was going to call up, totally unrelated to anything that they were doing on the show.
Yeah.
And said, oh, this we're going to be doing this tomorrow, and we'll have signs for people to carry and stuff. And everybody just laughed at her. And when she got off of there, he just ripped her up. She's not the least bit credible. It's really stupid.
It is really stupid, and thanks for the update, Jennifer. I tell you what, why don't you go watch the Brady Bunch and then tell us what happened on air? People call us up and want to tell us what they heard on other radio shows.
We don't put up with that crap, Ola, not here. The phone number is 749-1444.
I just did that for dramatic purposes.
1444. Yeah, we still love you, Jennifer.
You know what's great, though, Chris?
What's that?
Yeah, we're not mad at you, Jennifer. I just did that to be real dramatic and tough.
To be a
bully.
Yeah. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
If you ever listen to the Pete Rose talk show, 1-800-123-PETE, 1-800-123-PETE.
We need to get a phone number like that. Well,
no, not like Pete Moss. But people will call him up, and it's always like, Fred from Kenwood. Hey, Fred, go ahead. And then he's like, hey, did you hear what Collinsworth just said on WLW?
Of course not.
He said that Davy Johnson was fired. And Pete's like, well, no, I didn't hear that. I don't know where he gets his information, but that's not the way to... Well, hey, Pete, you remember that game in... 72, I think it was in May, and you guys were playing the Pirates. No, wait, it was the Phillies, and you were on first, and Morgan hit a ball to the wall, and you went to third on it. Do you remember that? And Pete's like, yeah, I remember that.
We're going to place a call.
Did you hear
now.
What Collinsworth said on WLW?
We're going to place a call now, another call down to
Jacksonville. If anybody knows any songs that we should have brought in relating to Jacksonville, I don't really know any Jacksonville songs.
There are
songs.
No Jacksonville songs.
I know a Jackson, but not Jacksonville.
Anyways, we're going to place a call to who? Famous Amos?
Is this the cookie guy?
No, it's some...
This is the cookie guy? We're going to talk to the cookie guy?
Someplace...
Is it ringing? It's ringing. Do you think it's related to the cookie guy?
Famous Atlantic Boulevard.
Hi, this is Rob of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show up here in the blue chip city of Cincinnati, Ohio, the gateway to the West. And I was wondering if we could talk to you about how excited Jacksonville is, and particularly the patrons of Famous Amos, about getting the NFL franchise.
Just out of curiosity, how'd you get this number? Did you just call information?
No, it's in the yellow pages. Let me tell you something. We let our fingers do the walking.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Then we stopped at Famous Amos.
I know what the dinner special is.
Well, I'll tell you what.
What's the dinner special tonight? What's your name?
Carla.
Carla, what's the dinner special tonight?
We don't have one on this shift. Everything on the menu is special.
Well, just what is the special, like the breakfast special? 2 eggs over easy hash browns, bacon.
You get 3 silver dollar pancakes, 2 eggs cooked the way you want them. You get your choice of ham, bacon, or sausage.
Mm.
Then you also get your choice of grits, cheese grits, hash browns, or french fries?
Hold on. French fries for breakfast?
Sure.
Three silver dollar pancakes, two eggs, cooked the way you want them. You get your choice of grits, cheese grits, or hash browns, or french fries.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I tell you what, you get the cheese grits and the sausage, and you guys could be sponsored by the Heart Doctors Association.
That's Southern cooking, so, you know.
Oh, it's good. I tell you what, is there a total charge of electricity filling the air there at Famous Amos in anticipation of opening day 1995 when the Jacksonville Jaguars will take the field?
There was earlier. There's not now. It's kind of slow now. Even, you know, the bars are just now closing. But there was earlier. There's a lot of excited people around.
Carla, what are the team colors going to be?
I really don't know.
Kind of a teal and a yellow and a black, right?
Yeah, black and teal. In fact, Wayne Weaver's nephew is in here tonight.
Yeah, Wayne Weaver, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Wayne Weaver?
Yeah.
Who's Wayne Weaver? Who is Wayne Weaver?
You don't know who Wayne Weaver is?
No.
We're from Ohio.
We're from the Buckeye State. You know who Earl Bruce is?
No.
No, nor even.
Well, he had a lot to do with getting the team.
Okay, so he was a high roller.
Yeah.
What's his phone number?
Jacksonville Mafia. Okay, so his nephew's in there, and what happened?
He had on one of the first Jaguar hats, and it was a black and teal with a gold Jaguar, so I figured that's going to be the colors.
Are you a big football fan?
Well, between Georgia and Florida, I am.
Just the Bulldogs and the Gators?
That's it.
Oh, okay. Anything that'll move grits, huh?
Well. What's
the biggest tip you've ever gotten?
$20.
Who gave you that? Like Reba McEntire or somebody?
Nah, just one of my regular customers. Because I've been at this restaurant for a while.
What's your official title there?
Waitress.
Head waitress?
No, just waitress.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How many people are in the restaurant right now?
Maybe 15.
Wow, this late at night?
Yeah.
You Southerners party all night long, don't you?
They try.
What time do they have to quit selling alcohol down there?
2:00.
2:00?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. So they try to stay as long as they can.
What was the weather like today down there?
Gorgeous.
Could you expand a little on gorgeous?
Well, it was sunny and bright and clear and just a little bit of a breeze and a little bit of a chill.
A chilly breeze, huh?
Not real chilly. Just a little bit.
Have you ever been to a place called the Bikini Club?
No, I don't go there.
Yeah, I don't go there. That place is kind of seedy. We talked to them earlier, and I tell you what, they didn't seem to be a reputable establishment, unlike Famous Amos.
Yeah. Well, try calling Studs Pub next.
Studs Pub. We should call Studs Pub.
Look them up, Jim.
Studs Pub. Are any of your customers into NFL teams?
I don't know if any of my customers are, but I do know that the other waitress here is big on NFL.
Well, let's talk to her then, Carla.
Her name's Lisa. Hold on.
It's been wonderful talking to you.
Okay, thanks.
If I'm ever in Jacksonville, can I come in there and get a free grit?
You sure can.
Thanks.
Okay.
In case you just tuned in, we're talking live at the Famous Amos in Jacksonville, Florida, congratulating them on their new NFL franchise team. The Jacksonville Jaguars. Give them hell.
Hello?
Hey, Lisa.
Yes?
This is Rob of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show calling from sunny, romantic Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
We're the Queen City, the Blue Chip City.
Uh-huh. Never heard of you, but okay.
You never heard of Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, yeah. I've never heard it was called that.
The Reds. Okay. Marge Schott.
Okay.
Rosemary Clooney.
Afghan Wigs.
Okay.
John Lee Hooker recorded a couple records here, you know.
Okay.
James Brown recorded a couple records here. It's a big time city.
Okay.
It's a major city. Jimmy Buffett plays here 5 straight nights.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that? When Jimmy Buffett comes, he plays for 5 straight nights.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
no.
He does.
Okay.
He sells out if all he wants to do is read a book. He'll come up to Cincinnati and he'll read a book. You know what he'll do?
What?
He'll sell out. He'll do that. Because Cincinnati's a major league city. And now Jacksonville's a major league city because you've got your very own NFL franchise.
Yeah, great.
It is great, and we're calling to congratulate you. So
thank you.
When you found out the news, what were you doing, and then what did you feel?
I was working.
You were working there at Famous Amos?
No, I was working at my other job.
What's your other job?
I work at assistant pharmacist at Pick and Save.
You're the assistant pharmacist at the Pick and Save during the day, and then you're a late-night waitress in the night.
Right.
Nice career you got there, Gordon.
Yes.
Lisa, so then what happened? You're watching TV back there.
I listen to radio.
You're listening to the radio with the other assistant pharmacists at the Pick and Save.
Right.
And
they said, we got a team, and I was real surprised.
What happened?
Nothing. We just kept on working. We're busy.
Did you leap up and down and go, yeehaw?
Oh, no. No, but I'm going to buy season tickets this weekend.
Really?
Yes.
The season doesn't start till 95.
I don't care. I want my tickets now.
You'll have to take a third job.
So I can see, no, it's in my savings.
You know, you could probably get work at the Bikini Club.
Maybe. Well, I'm hopefully it's in my, I'll get to see Dallas this way.
Well, you're a big Dallas fan?
Yes, I'm a Dallas fan.
You would root for Dallas instead of the Jaguars?
I don't know.
What exactly is a Jaguar?
I don't know. I guess it's a type of a lion.
It's a car, isn't it? Isn't that a car?
It could be a car, but it's a type of an animal, too.
What do you think of the colors? Do you think the uniforms are pretty?
Yeah, they're nice.
What colors are they?
We're getting shirts tomorrow. I'm going to buy one.
Really? So you're fired up about this NFL stuff, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a big NFL guy. Girl.
Gal. How old are you?
30.
30?
Yep.
Married?
Stop so long. Huh? No. Not
married?
No.
Single?
Yes.
Live alone?
Yes.
Kids?
No.
Have you got any patrons there who are fired up as you are about the new franchise?
No, it's just us waitresses and the cook swamped.
The cook is swamped?
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock, time for bar crawl.
Oh, yeah, all those people leaving the Bikini Club, huh? Hey, is Famous Amos, are you guys related to the cookie guy at all?
No, we're not.
Do you get that question a lot?
Yes.
Who was first, you guys or the cookie guy?
I have no idea.
Do you ever think about a lawsuit?
No.
You know, you could instigate a lawsuit and I'll only take 10%.
We don't do lawsuits. I'm not the owner. I can't do a lawsuit.
Really?
Really.
You know, Ken Anderson used to play football up here in Cincinnati.
Did he?
Yeah. Chris Collinsworth. He's from Florida.
Yes, he's a Florida Gator. He sure is.
Yeah, he was a Gator. He played up here for a team called the Cincinnati Bengals.
I know them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there a while ago you didn't know what Cincinnati was.
I know the team. I didn't know the city.
Right. Well, we sure appreciate you taking the time out of your hectic second job to talk to us, Lisa.
Okay.
And I tell you what, when the Bengals come down there to stomp your Jaguars' little hind ends,
we wish. We're going to the Super Bowl in 95.
Woo! That's the good attitude. That's that Southern never say die attitude to get your ass kicked in the Civil War.
We'll see.
Okay, let's. But thanks a lot, and congratulations.
Okay.
And when we're down there, we're going to go to the Bikini Club, watch a pole dancer. We're going to come over and get some cheese grits.
Okay.
And we're going to look for you, Lisa, because we'll tip you well.
Okay.
We're big shots here in Cincinnati radio.
Okay.
If someone asks you what you did Wednesday morning or Tuesday night, however you want to describe it, you say, I talked to some big shots from the Queen City radio.
I sure will.
Chris and Rob, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF 88.3 FM. You can't go no lower.
Okay.
You're a woman of your word.
Okay.
Later.
Bye.
The phone number here is 749-1444. You're tuned into the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show and Motorhead.
Yeah.
rocks like Motorhead. Nobody rocks like Motorhead.
Nobody rocks. Except for maybe Uncle Ted.
On his best day.
But other than that, nobody rocks.
Nobody rocks like Motorhead.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, as I'm sure you're aware. The phone number here is
749-1444. And a big shout out to some of the best pizza you'll ever lay your choppers into, baby.
Big shout out to Pizza Papa John's, delivering the perfect pizza in the Queen City area.
Yum, yummy.
So there you go. Pizza Papa John's. You call them up, you tell them Chris and Rob sent you, especially at that Clifton location. They're the ones that take care of us. They'll take care of you if you tell them Chris and Rob said to call and order up. Pizza Papa John. Don't forget they got that Monday night special, too.
With a price too low to mention
here on the radio. It is so low.
It's obscene.
Oh, it's just gross.
It's filthy. It's dirtier than a bikini club pole dancer. So anyway.
So, big shout out to Pizza Papa John.
This woman from Hamilton.
Uh-oh.
Ginger Kabukungan. I knew her sister.
Come back.
I knew her sister went to school with her sister.
Oh, you did?
Gina.
Nice girl?
Kabukungan. Nah, not at all. Anyway, Ginger from Hamilton. She goes out to Los Angeles, that city in Southern California, you know, where they make all those television shows and stuff. So she's out in L.A., and she's visiting a taping of the very popular game show The Price is Right. And guess what happened? Ginger Kabukungan, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. So somebody from Hamilton got pulled down on stage for The Price is Right. She got on stage even. Can you believe that? So she obviously won. She gets in. Jim and I were trying to figure out what this thing is. It's A-R-M-O-I-R-E. We figure it's a piece of furniture. Maybe a chair or something. It's an armoire. If you know what it is, give us a call at 749-1444. An armoire, we'll say. She won an armoire. They didn't tell her what it was either. She didn't know what the hell it was.
What'd she dress up as?
Big chicken. No, that's the guessing. That's the truth or consequences. Let's make a deal. That's it. But then she got to try for a car, and she just barely missed out on the car. Oh. And, let's see. Where would the good part go? Guess what? Do you think Bob Barker was a good guy?
Oh, he's genius.
Oh.
Brilliant.
When they would have
commercial
breaks, he would joke around with us a lot, Kabukungan said. He's a fun guy. But she didn't get a kiss or hug him. But I did touch him, she said.
Really?
Yep. And the show will be on this Friday. So, what is that? 3 days from now? 2 days from now? Not Wednesday, not Thursday, but Friday. Check it out when you see Ginger Kabukungan. Come on down. You can say, she is from Hamilton.
Say the phone number again, Rob.
749-1444. So congratulations, Ginger. If you're out there, you're a nursing student over at Christ Hospital School of Nursing in Cincinnati. And you did Hamilton proud. You won an armoire. So if anybody knows what that is, if anybody knows what Ginger won, A-R-M-O-I-R-E. That's what she won. I have no idea what it is. And so
congratulations.
I was hoping I could come to the WAIF listening audience, and they, being the sophisticated audience that they were, being multilingual, being on the cutting edge of furniture technology, of game show nuances, they could fill me in on what exactly it was that she won. But hopefully we get that information. If we don't, we'll just move onward and upward like we always do. We never look back. We never slow down. Helen, you're on with Chris and Rob.
Hello, Helen. You're on the air.
What would you like?
What would we like?
Pepperoni and extra onions.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you got it.
Helen, what
do
you...
I'll give you anything you want.
What are you loaded on tonight, Helen?
Anything but natural.
She on Cabin Creek. Are you from Cabin Creek?
Got to be from Cabin Creek if you're that loaded.
I can be anywhere you want me to be.
So are we talking about one of them big 40s or maybe a bottle of liquor?
No, actually, I'm from Miami.
Miami, Ohio?
Oh, please.
Miami, Florida.
Oh, please. Don't say Miami, Ohio.
She's not from Miami, Ohio, or Miami of Florida.
Miami of what?
Miami, Florida.
Really?
Well, like Miami, Indiana or something.
Did I have to say that?
You part Cuban?
No. I beg your pardon.
Did you ever see that movie Scarface?
I can be if you want me to be that Scarface.
Yeah, be Scarface. Let's go ahead, be Scarface.
Why don't you do something like radical, dimensional, and...
So if you're from Miami, Chris, Helen, what are you doing up here in the Queen City?
Are the doors locked, Chris?
I came up here to bury my husband.
With your husband? Well, what's he do for a living?
He was an insurance salesman.
Now what's he do?
He is a dead fucker.
And so what are you doing with your life, Helen?
I'm trying to make it.
You know what they say about Cincinnati? If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
And that's what I know.
Well, all right, Helen.
Have a good one, okay?
Thank you.
Keep
you
can do it. Keep tuning in.
Every day.
Okay. 749-14.
Oh, we didn't ask her what an armoire was.
Oh, well.
No.
What is an armoire? 749-14-4. I didn't bring it tonight. I didn't bring my dictionary.
Oh, the one night that we got a word we don't know what it means.
I left it at home.
This pocket dictionary, this is a fine document.
We need to get one of them big, thick Webster's.
Probably. A big, giant, you know, yeah. You know what we need a big unabridged dictionary for?
What for?
To kill some of the roaches around here.
Tell me about it.
That'd be like the only thing we could possibly... Somebody knows what it is, but they don't want to...
Put them on.
No, they're on the other line.
Oh.
It's somebody from the Secret Celebrity Hotline Society knows. Yeah. And so pretty soon we'll give an update on what an armoire. A-R-M-O-I-R-E.
It's like a wardrobe that you put your clothes in.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, well, no, not a dresser, but you know what I mean. Like a little standing closet with doors on it, I guess. Not something you sit in. We were wrong.
That's cool, but it is a piece of furniture. That's cool. So it's like a closet, I guess. A portable closet kind of deal thing. That's good. Well, now we know. And
Okay, you're on the air. Tell us again.
Okay, an armoire is a large, ornate wardrobe or cabinet.
All right. What's your name, bud?
Steve.
All right. Got anything else to tell us?
No, that's all.
Rock and roll,
okay.
Steve.
Thanks,
man. Bye.
Later.
We need more intelligent guys like Steve in the listening audience. Thanks, Steve. That was darn good. Just for a few moments, we're going to get a little serious. This is for the Iceman. Am I supposed to still be talking? This is for the Iceman.
Oh, how about the Icebreakers and Albert Collins also? How about giving us a hand? Thank you.
Listeners, that I'm probably the first and only talk show host in Cincinnati. That's me. I'm Chris.
Yeah.
Coming out of the closet. Pro-discrimination. I believe in discrimination. I believe that there can be no equality until everyone's been discriminated against.
Man, we've scratched that
low. Well, that's true. You know, in a sense, that's true. Because, like, now, it's like if you're white and you're qualified, you're discriminated against because you have to have a quota of, like, black people or Hispanic people or this kind of people or that kind of people.
Fat people,
Indian
skinny
or Hindu
people.
Or whatever. And it's like, hey, wait a minute. It's
even
like, we were here first, you know, besides the Indians.
Yeah, I think everybody should be discriminated against, especially if you're, like, white or black.